Major League Baseball is having some trouble. More players have tested positive for COVID-19, and the league announced tonight's Brewers-Cardinals game is postponed. The pandemic could end the 60-game season and playoffs, costing MLB billions in lost broadcast revenues. Let's bring in Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. John, how much money has the MLB already lost because of the pandemic?
Well, Forbes.com reported that the owners estimated a loss of $4 billion if the season consisted of only 81 games, which is half a regular season. That might have been gamesmanship in their negotiations with the players' union, but certainly playing in empty ballparks means you don't only lose ticket revenues, but there are no concession sales, there's no parking revenue, there are no souvenir sales. So this has been a major hit for them.
And now they're looking only at a 60-game season, although they have expanded playoffs. And then we see, of course, the news today that even more games are being canceled because of COVID outbreaks. What does this mean for advertising on the games, which I imagine brings in a huge amount of money in normal times for Major League Baseball?
It does. There seems to be a fair amount of pent-up demand. Fox Broadcast Network says it sold out 90% of its inventory for the games. Regional sports networks seem to be selling ads pretty well. There are potentially 22 extra postseason games, and advertisers pay a premium for them. So by one estimate, there could be as much as $587 million in national ads if the season actually goes through.
And it's one thing, of course, to have the ability to advertise. It's another thing to try to find the right ad for this moment in time. And some of the national brands are rolling out ads that reflect the current state of baseball. Here's a Bud Light ad featuring a beer vendor walking down a suburban street, hawking his wares.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, sell to hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery.
Yeah, clever.
There are a lot of, it is. And there are a lot of ads that are tailored. There are also promotions like Bank of America has this Let's Rally campaign where if a team comes back from two runs down after the seventh inning and wins, they donate $10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America. So there's a lot of specific advertising to the state of baseball right now.
And teams are also expanding their ad offerings on the fields. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so basically teams can sell real or virtual ads all over the field. They can sell them on the back of the pitcher's mound. They can sell them down the first baseline, the third baseline, in the on-deck circle. I mean, there's real potential that games could look like a NASCAR race.
What about those cardboard cutouts in the stands at some ballparks, John?
Yeah, over a dozen teams have basically set up a program where you can pay to have your likeness on a cardboard cutout in the stands for home games. And the prices range from $25 to $299, depending on the team and the location of the seats.
You know, John, we're talking about this as if it's like a great idea that they're figuring out how to deal with the ads. But the fact is, none of this is going to work if they have to cancel games because of a COVID outbreak, which appears to be happening because they're not in a bubble like the NBA.
Right. Major League Baseball says there's no way they could have gone into a bubble. But it creates this problem of travel, of all these different ballparks that they're inhabiting. And I think that, you know, this was a challenge from the start. And the Miami Marlins didn't help the situation by going out on the field and playing while their players were infected. So they set off a kind of a chain reaction that could bring the whole season down.
That is John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst. John, thank you.
Thank you.